Our winner today is Jack Hull. We've got him on the line. He had a win last week in the Sydney Sprint. He's building up for a World Championships. And then, of course, this year, and then 2020, of course, all eyes on Tokyo to see how he's going. We thought we'd check in with him. Mm. He's on the line. G'day, Jack.
Morning, fellas. How are we?
Sorry to take a long time to get Ray. I had to pull Ray up after that.
Don't listen to him, Jack. I cop this every Sunday, Jack. It's unbelievable.
Mate, I'm sure you do.
Hey, how's the travelling? Obviously, that hamstring injury last year, which meant there was no Commonwealth Games. Obviously, based on what you did last week, you're back to full fitness and the confidence is there. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I'm right with how it's gone. We've had a huge crack over the past 9-10 months of off-season training, and it's nice to see it paying off, I suppose, because this sort of stuff you can do and it just doesn't come to fruition. But we're running well and we're going to Perth in 13 days now, and that's where we really want to run fast at the international.
Jack, obviously your focus this year is on the World Champs in Qatar and long-term Tokyo in 2020. How much opportunity will you get to travel overseas and compete internationally this year?
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty exciting internationally around a team. Mm-hmm. So we're actually going to Japan a few weeks before the World Relay this year. So we're going to be in Japan racing for a few weeks there, and then the World Relay Championships. And then obviously we haven't planned that far ahead, but mm-hmm. I'm guessing we'll travel around Europe for a few weeks and do some racing before the World Championships in September, October.
Mm. 13 days till your next event, you mentioned, Jack. Give us an understanding of what a week looks like for you leading into a competition, and what a week looks like for you when you're not actually preparing for something. Are you full-time athletics?
Yeah, it's been a pretty tough kick this week because we've been racing for about 5 weeks straight. And obviously the training load's much lower when you're racing.
Mm.
And it's kind of been a shock to the system. This week my coach gave me 5 track sessions and 2 gym sessions. Like, we only did that stuff 7-8 weeks ago. And it's really funny how quickly your body adapts to the sort of the lower volume of training. And it's been a tough week to get in, but I think it's going to help me in a few weeks' time.
Exactly. And how is your form then, Jack? Because obviously the Sydney Classic last week, a good win. Are you getting close, do you think, to your best time? And I think it's about 10.1 is your best time, and that 10-second barrier, obviously it must be a massive goal for you to break that.
Oh, sure. I mean, we ran 10-12 in Perth a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
A bit windy, but we've run, like, my racing this season's been sort of 10-12, 10-18, 10-23, so it's all been pretty close, and that qualifies 10-10 to make the world champs, and then from there it's really game on, and we believe we can run sub-10. Stars have to align, and we got to keep putting in the training, I suppose. It's got a very conditional base. And like at this sort of level, when you're a 10-1 guy, you got to have some nice conditions there to run sub-10. But obviously in the next few years, you want to start get a consistent, like last year I was running consistent 10-2s. This year I'm sort of running consistent 10-1, 10-2s. So we just want to see yearly progression. It's a long game, I suppose.
Exactly.
Just that progression is what we're going to see.
And you're only 20 years old too, Jack.
Yes.
We shouldn't forget that. But is it also a mental challenge to go under that 10-second barrier?
Oh, 100%. But I mean, my coach packed me to the hills, so it's good in that sense to have that guy in your corner, because it's just myself and him staying together. I don't know. With that sort of stuff, you got to have someone there that knows what they're doing, knows the stuff, and you can put full trust in them. And it's sort of a yes sir, no sir situation. But no, I love it. It's good. Could have him there and have a really knowledgeable guy in the corner.
I think that's really interesting, the point you made, Jack. It is a long game, and I think history shows us that sprinters perhaps are at their best 28 to 32.
Yeah.
So you know, that's 8 years away for you before. I guess it's the love of the sport that keeps you in there and those little incremental improvements that you make, but do you get a little frustrated that, you know, that you can't get to your best as quickly as possible?
Oh, I mean, it sucks, but the name of this game is getting through the sport healthy and fit, because you can put in all the training, and if you're injured on the start line, it means nothing. So it's a long game in that sense as well, of maintenance, body maintenance, doing everything correct day in, day out for years. And again, a lot of people do that and it just doesn't happen.
Exactly,
it's a tough gig to get your head around mentally.
Jack, do you just concentrate purely on sprinting now? Because you were a prodigious long jumper as a 15, 16-year-old. You jumped 7.66, I think, at one stage. Is long jumping now just a thing of the past for you?
Look, I don't know. It's a bit of fun, but we'll see. I reckon in the next few years it could potentially get back into it. But for the next few years leading into Tokyo, it's definitely just a sprinting.
Yeah.
Mm. And were there other sports as well, Jack, in your youth? Did you were there other sports that you participated in?
Yeah, I played soccer up until I was about 16, maybe for like 10, 11 years. So that was I'd love to go back to that one day, sort of in the S League and the local stuff as well. I think that'd be a good bit of fun.
Tell me you're a striker in the mould of Michael Owen or someone like that. You know, that would have been, I could see you doing that.
A long ball through a jack.
Yeah,
Hale,
yeah.
Straight down the wing, we're on.
Exactly.
Because it's interesting, isn't it? Because we talk about it, and you know, I was saying it facetiously last week, but that is, those types of sports are mentioned every week during the course of their season and those sports people, and there's 400 of them or 600 of them. There's two sprinters in Australia, and essentially you do one event every year that gains public attention. So there's that challenge as an athlete as well.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, I think Australia are doing an awesome job at the moment. The general public has a lot more viewing options now, which is really awesome to see. A lot more streaming options, a lot more variety, and events are actually putting on sort of the free-to-watch live streaming. So that's awesome to see, and that's definitely helping us athletes having a platform as well.
And what about the financial aspects of the sport, Jack? We're about to talk to a young girl who's hoping to get to the Paralympics next year, and she has funding issues chase her sport. What about for a person like yourself who's relatively high profile in your sport and the funding issues that you have to face?
Yeah, I mean, the thing with athletics is there's money in it. It's not for the development stages. So it's about getting to there and enjoying it. You're not going to get past it if you don't enjoy it. Mm-hmm. As simple as that. And I moved to Melbourne, massive financial decision for me as well. So I've been here for about 18 months and it's paying off. So we're just trying to get through those ranks and ease through them.
Nitro Athletics, is that back on the radar? Have you heard anything around that, Jack?
I haven't heard anything, actually. Popped up in my newsfeed on Facebook a few weeks ago, but nothing left that I've heard that it's going ahead again. So that'd be awesome, and obviously that was a huge event, but I don't know. It was big with the Usain Bolt. It's going to be tough to replicate something similar to that now. I hope they can.
Yeah. Well, he's a soccer player now anyway, so...
he's still playing.
Saying, I don't know. He's certainly not playing for the Central Coast.
I think he's just partying now, I think.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, event in 13 days' time. It's clear that you're a sprinter in form. There's so much going on for you from a world champs point of view this year and then the longer game, as you say, to Tokyo and beyond. Great to have a chat today. And look, we're going to... And I'm sure I speak for the listeners as well. We're going to follow with interest your performances over the next couple of years.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Jack Howell there, young sprint star from Australia. And
exciting to watch, isn't he, Jack?
Oh, he is. The hair's going everywhere. And just having a look at that replay that when he did the hammy in the Commonwealth Games trial. Mm. So it's as he says, yes, you can make these incremental improvements, but when you get injured, bang.
Did you ever do a hamstring when you're playing?
I did one in the backyard a couple of years ago, playing against the boys.
Too.
Yeah,
right. Remember? Yeah. You're limping around for a while, weren't you?
Real issue on many levels.